come to the Lord, the living stone rejected by people as worthless, but chosen by God as valuable. Come as living stones and let yourselves be used in building the spiritual temple, where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, I chose a valuable stone, which I am placing as the cornerstone in Zion, and whoever believes in him will never be disappointed. This stone is of great value for you that believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone which the builders rejected is worthless, turned out to be the most important of all. And another scripture says, this is the stone that will make people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. They stumbled because they did not believe in the word such as God's will for them. But you are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, which called you out of darkness into his own marvelous light. At one time, you were not God's people, but now you are his people. At one time, you did not know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy. Anybody here ever built a wall? Anybody here ever built a wall? I feel like people here should have built a wall. You've built a wall? You have? Good wall, was it? It was covered then in plaster so nobody could see it. Great. Well, that's the best way, isn't it? I tried building a wall once, but fortunately it was a wall that was on a flower bed, so it was a wavy wall, so it didn't really matter because it was meant to be wavy, so that wasn't a problem. But I'm not very good at building walls, but I've got some bricks. Tanoa, what are these?
Bricks.
Can you lift the brick? Is it heavy? No?
A bit heavy, but I can lift it.
A bit heavy, but you can lift it. Okay. Can you lift two?
You can't lift two.
Well, you're very strong. Thank you. It's dirty, isn't it? Are they dirty? I should have cleaned them first, shouldn't I? So if I was building up a wall at a right angle like that, are you gonna lift another brick up for me? I've got a bad back. Thank you. Just rub your hands over Mummy. She won't mind. Okay, like that. And then we might take another brick and put that one there. And then another brick and put that one there. Let's move that out of the way. Joseph, did you want to carry a brick? Is that really heavy? Shall I help you? Can you carry that? It's really, really heavy. Whee! Brilliant. That's great. Okay, now I'm going to put that brick there because we have to overlap the bricks to make the wall stronger. Thank you. And you're going to put that brick on there. Can you do that? So when you get home, you'll tell Daddy you can build a wall in the garden. And another one? Brilliant. We'll put that one there. Yep. That's great. Now, we need to start off another corner brick. Shall I put that one there? You want to do it? Come around here then. You're going to carry this one. Is it heavy? It's not heavy. Oh, Poppy's showing off now. She says it's not heavy. Now, that's not the best place for that brick to go. Do you know why? Because it needs to cross over like that, because it makes it stronger. And that one goes like that. Oh! Shall I take that brick? Otherwise, you'll get squashed toes. We can't have that. I'll be done. They'll be saying to me, you're never going to use bricks again with those children. Now, no, you can leave those down there now. We can leave those down there because we're not going to go any higher, I don't think. We'll leave that one there. Now,
it's really high.
It's really high, is it? Well, it's not that high, but it's quite high.
I can lift something like about a feet tall.
Yes, about that tall. That's about a foot, yeah? So it is about a foot tall. So you're right. That's good. Gosh. He knows a foot before he even goes to school. That's amazing. And I'm not supposed to even talk about feet, am I? I'm supposed to talk about centimetres. But there we go. Do you want to go and have a seat? Thank you. That's great. Now, this one here, the one I placed first, in a sense, is the most important one. If I can have the first image up. If you have a look there, can we turn the lights down so people can see? There's some Lego up on the screen. Unfortunately, we haven't got it to play with. But if you look at that, the stone right down the bottom there, it has a name on it. What name does it have on it? It has Jesus on it. And once you put the first stone in, it helps you to get all the others perfectly straight. But if you haven't got the first stone level, or you haven't got it perfectly straight, then all the others will be out of line. I used to live in a house, a fairly new house, and a friend of mine came and said, I'll help you lay laminate flooring, it's really easy. Little did he realize that I hadn't got right angles in my house. So he started off from one corner, and then we realized we had to cut little slithers to go along the sides of the walls because somebody had not placed the first stone in the right place and had followed the line it was in. And then that meant that my walls weren't perfectly aligned to each other. And in the reading I just read, it talks about Jesus being the cornerstone, the stone that keeps us all aligned together, which is really, really important. And if you look at a brick wall, if you look at that brick wall there and you take one brick, and then above that one brick, like this wall here, one brick helps to support two bricks, and those two bricks help to support three bricks, and those three bricks help to support four bricks. And that says something about us in the life of the church. So Jesus talked about us being living stones, that we live out God's calling on us, and we become the church when we start to live out what God has called us to do, and we start to support each other and those people in our communities. Now, I have something here. Tanoa, come and have a look at this. What is it?
Clay.
What is it?
A stone.
It's a stone. It's a very little stone, but it's a little bit smaller than a Cadbury's mini egg, and it's perfectly formed. You see it?
It's clay.
Well, no, I don't think it... Well, it may have been clay at one time, but it's been formed into a hard stone. So this was found, do you know where it was found? Have you any idea where this was found?
Don't know.
It was found on a beach. Now, I'm going on holiday tomorrow up to the west coast of Scotland, and this was found on one of the islands. It was found on the island of Iona. And there was a lady I met there who was a nun in Sudan, and she used to... During the war in Sudan, which has been going on as long as I can remember, she used to look after people who had been caught up in the war, who had nothing. And
I would just say, in a few days, I'm going to Legoland.
In a few days, you're going to Legoland, and you'll be able to see all the bricks, and you'll be able to remember everything I said about the cornerstone, and about us being living stones, and about us supporting each other, won't you? And Mummy will remind you. Now, this nun, this lady from Sudan in Africa, she gave me this stone because one day when we were out on a walk, we were praying together, and the person there suggested that we threw a jagged stone into the sea, something of our old lives, representing our old lives into the sea, and then picking up another stone as a symbol of our new life. And she picked this one up and she gave it to me, and I was really moved by everything she said to me, and for some years she used to write to me from Sudan. And I always remember this because I remember her as a living stone, that she's living out a life that God is calling her to. And so the challenge for all of us is whether or not we have Christ as our foundation. Does he take first place in our lives? Can we really honestly say that he does? And if not, why not? And then this sense in which if you take bricks out of a wall, the wall becomes unstable. And are you one of the bricks that's been taken out of the wall? Or are you one of the bricks firmly in the wall, cemented to Christ, and living the life that he wants you to lead? I sometimes have people say to me, oh, I'm a follower of Jesus, but I don't have to go to church. And my immediate response is, but you are the church. And without the support of the wider church, how can you possibly function as God wants you to? So we're going to sing a song together, which we've sung before, which is about Christ the cornerstone. My hope is built on nothing less. Sorry? Okay. It's coming. Yep. While we wait, you were given as you came in a label. If you haven't got a label, I've got some here. She doesn't have one. Who's she? My mother said I should never call anybody she. Mummy doesn't have one. There you go. Who doesn't have one? Everybody else got one? Yes? I have some pens which I'll hand out here. And if you'd like to write your name on them a little bit later on, we're going to stick them to the wall here to make up a wall of us as living stones and, in a sense, recommit ourselves. So I'll tell you what, we'll stand and sing, and as we sing, I'll hand out pens and stuff, and you can do that.